The third week in September is known as National POW MIA Recognition Week.
It's a time to honor service members who were prisoners of war and those who are still missing in action. McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita has been hosting a series of events, including a 24-hour memorial walk that began Tuesday morning. Teams worked in shifts, but one service member committed to walking the entire 24 hours, while two flags continuously moved around a one-mile section of the base. Airman First Class Alexandra Prost says National POW MIA Recognition Day was established in 1979 through a proclamation signed by President Jimmy Carter.
This observance exists not because remembrance is a duty, not just a tradition. Over 80,000 Americans have been unaccounted for since World War II. And so it's about making sure that their stories aren't lost to time and standing in the gap for those who never made it home.
Other events at the base include a wreath-laying ceremony and a closing tribute. The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
All right, 6:35, Steve and Ted. The 7th to 18th day of September, and it was on this date, 60 years ago, 1965, Get Smart and I Dream of Jeannie debuted on NBC. The network went silly.
Hey, but, classic shows.
But Get Smart, of course, that was you're right in the time when 007 was making his mm-hmm. presence known, all the secret agents and all of that, and Get Smart came along with Don Adams. As a bumbling, he wasn't an agent for CIA. What was the name of the smirk? Maybe it was Smirk. I don't know. Anyway, Maxwell Smart was his name.
Yes.
And he had a gimmick where he had a radio in his shoe.
Yes.
So he'd take his shoe off and talk in radio to Mr. Big or whoever. And then he had a female accomplice, another agent. Agent 99.
Agent 99.
I can remember a lot of this, Di. I'd forgotten that I watched this show, but it was crazy.
Of course, Mel Brooks and Buck Henry were two of the people involved in the show.
Okay. Yep. Then you had I Dream of Jeannie, which was
one of my favorites.
Fun to watch because the characters were good, and there's always something crazy going on. What's his name? J.R. Ewing.
Larry Hagman.
Larry Hagman was an astronaut.
Yeah, and his buddy was Bill Daly. Very funny sitcom guy.
There you go. Couple of great
constant
shows.
Misadventures after finding a genie in a bottle on a beach.
Misadventures, misunderstandings.
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
There you go. Okay, I want to tell you about somebody. You know, I've got a friend of my, one of my granddaughters is thinking about going and doing some, court. He's thinking about being a detention officer.
Oh.
And I'm sure that's people who can do that. I'm hoping he can. It's not the nicest job in town. I'm going to go ahead and use this story. It illustrates the kind of people they have to deal with sometimes. A state inmate from New Orleans has received a life sentence after a jury found him guilty of throwing his feces at a correctional officer, hitting him in the face. Mm. Tamarcus Porter was jailed at the BB60 Rayburn Correctional Center when the incident happened. Prosecutors told the jury Porter reached into his cell's toilet and flung the dung at the officer after he gave Porter an order while making his rounds. The fecal matter hit the officer, landed in the officer's face, on his arms, on his legs. Whoa! That must have been a handful. The feces also hit a second correctional officer who was coming to help in, and on his head and shoulders as well. Porter was already in jail on a manslaughter charge for killing a German tourist in New Orleans.
Right.
Slashing her throat and dumping her body in Armstrong Park.
So this is a wonderful human being.
So for that, he gets charged with manslaughter for that, which is a lesser charge than murder. But for throwing the poop, he gets life. They sentence him to a life sentence. That's the New Orleans justice, I guess. Kind of weird. Nice man, huh?
Yeah. Those poor officers. I'm not being paid enough.
I'm not. I need a raise
for this.
6:38 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and it's time for a KNSS commodities update this morning with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted.
More rain all over the eastern part of the state this morning. How about Augusta? You've been getting some rain over there, I bet.
Yes, we have. And, you know, all these little rains we've been seeing, they've met anywhere between 5 to 10 hundredths. It's just, you know, a small amount, just enough to make everything wet.
Yeah, mine got about a half inch at our house. So, yeah, I know what you're saying. But still, it's enough to disrupt the farming, is it? Keep the guys out of the fields?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well.
Yep. And quit again one of these days, and then it'll probably be hard to get it started back up again.
Yeah, we'll go into another drought for about 4 or 5 years. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly.
Got to get that corn harvest going.
Corning, that's right.
That's exactly right. We got corn and milo harvesting going on right now and planting of the wheat crop.
You bet. All right, sir. Thank you, and we will check with you again tomorrow morning. That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. New Jersey's governor has signed a measure that will permit a unique way to lay your loved ones to rest.
Democratic Governor Phil Murphy has signed legislation allowing for the composting of human bodies as an alternative to burial or cremation in New Jersey. The process involves putting a body into a large tank that also contains straw, wood chips, and other natural materials. The human remains and other materials are periodically turned until the body is reduced to a soil-like material that can then be given to the dead person's loved ones. Supporters of the practice say it's an environmentally friendly and less expensive alternative to traditional burials or cremation. Opponents say human composting is disrespectful and goes against traditional religious beliefs. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
And it sounds creepy. A North Carolina woman celebrated her birthday by playing an online lottery game that earned her the best birthday present ever, a $627,000 prize. Ocean Isle Beach resident Chelsea Carter told a North Carolina education lottery officials she decided to play the Monopoly digital instance game at around 2 a.m. on her 40th birthday. The decision earned her the big jackpot. Carter visited lottery headquarters and took home just under $450,000 after required federal and state tax withholdings. And Carter said she plans to use her winnings to make investments and give her three children a financial safety net for the future. Well, that seems like a good idea. Or go buy a couple of cars and houses. That might be good, too. All right. Let's see here. Today is Steve and Ted show number 7016. 7016. And let's see what else we got here for you. The owner of a farm in England enlisted the help of a drone charity to help search for a wallaby that escaped from his property during a storm. It's a little animals, just kind of similar to a kangaroo, native to Australia, but he's got one at his farm in there in England. George Mount of Roots at Thorpe Farm in Barkby, Thorpe, said one of his wallabies, named Mr. Willoughby Wallaby, escaped from the facility when a storm felled a tree next to a perimeter fence Monday.
That was the most English-sounding address I think I've ever heard anybody say.
Roots at Thorpe Farm in Barkby.
Thorpe. Yes.
That's it. That's where do you live, Will? Let's see. Now, Mount enlisted the help of a team from the Drone to Home charity. There's a charity with does this kind of stuff, I guess. Help search the area from the air. Now, apparently the wallaby has been spotted, but the wandering wallaby is still wandering, even with the drone up there trying to find it. There you go. One more use for the drones in the world.
Would it being spotted make it easier to see?
I don't know. I don't know how you round up a wallaby. I guess you get a lasso and ride a horse, I guess.